Emotions ran high as the Kuskokwim fishermen trials continue today at the Bethel Courthouse. More fishermen were found guilty for illegal fishing last summer during king salmon closures. For member station KYUK in Bethel, Angela Denning Barnes has more.
The fishermen's defense attorney continued to ask the court to dismiss the cases, and the judge continued to find the fishermen guilty. The fishermen took turns on the stand, some breaking down when they talked about what subsistence meant to them. James Albright was one of them. The 33-year-old choked up when he spoke of growing up in a subsistence lifestyle.
We used to go to a fish camp every summer, right after school. As long as I can remember subsistence fishing as our life, our way of eating, our way of putting away food,
Albright's father is a Moravian minister, but he says their Yupik beliefs and Christianity go together. Like other fishermen, Albright spoke about Samyo, the Yupik word for the creator or spirit of the universe. Samyo is in all animals, which give themselves to hunters and fishermen. It is up to Samyo if a hunter catches the fish or not, and if the hunters don't take what they're given, the creator is not pleased. Albright testified that his family usually puts up around 100 king salmon, but last summer they only got half that. He told the court it is his God-given right to fish for his family.
It's our tradition. It's the way we live. It's not every day we can wake up in the morning and say, honey, should we go to the supermarket and go buy a salmon? Can we go buy meat? Can we go buy a steak? It's not easy for us. We have to wake up, look in our freezer, see what we can eat.
Another fisherman to take the stand was David Phillip of Tulaksak. The 48-year-old admitted to fishing during a closure last summer when he was questioned by his defense attorney, James Davis Jr.
If I got the means to do it, I will do it.
Even if you're breaking the law, or the laws at least?
Well, if it comes down to feeding my family, yes.
When asked what subsistence meant to him, Phillip talked about his spiritual connection to the land and the animals. Like Albright, Phillip's family didn't put up enough kings last year, and he said it made him feel bad.
Spiritually brought me down. It's like, it did not fulfill me.
Phillip and Albright, like most of the fishermen, were found to be sincere in their beliefs that they are spiritually connected to the fish. Judge Bruce Ward.
The court's going to find, based on his testimony, that he sincerely believes in this religion. However, the court finds that there is a compelling state interest in monitoring the amount of harvest allowed.
There were a lot of howevers in the sentencing process. Most fishermen were sentenced to $500 with half of it suspended. Their nets were returned, but the fish seized was forfeited to the state. They were also put on probation for 1 year. The defense plans to appeal the fishermen's cases to the Alaska Supreme Court. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.